Geno age. Genos is 19 years old. He is a cyborg hero from the anime and manga series One Punch Man.
Oh.
Geno Smith age, 35.
There we go.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco, and mercifully, my voice will not be the only one you hear today. I am once again joined by Walker and Mike. Mike, how's your day going?
It's been going pretty good. Got the questions in for tonight's show, so did that. And what else did I do today? I don't know. It must have been important. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well. Too many cars at the shop. That's okay. Dreamt about the shop last night for the first time. That's less okay.
Ooh.
And, no, Jeff.
Dreaming about work, baby.
You hate to see it.
I had in my dream, I had a tech handed, you know how some bumpers, truck bumpers are chrome?
Yep.
I had a tech hand me a chrome bumper part. Say, I need this part. I said, you got it, dude. I'm going to order this part for you. And then my manager was like, this was supposed to be a textured part. Why'd you order the wrong part? Why'd you screw up? And I was like, hey, he gave me that part. That's what he gave me. And then also our shop truck could convert into a panel van. And also the parts person and one of the technicians was pushing around the paint apprentice on a love seat while she played acoustic guitar. And also, I'm putting this in the air right now because this is my copyright for this idea, okay? In my dream, I went to the gas station to fill up the shop truck, and yep. I was like, I want some beef jerky. So I went and I ordered jerky. They're like, we have jerky. Or it was individually sliced pieces of brisket in like vacuum sealed packages.
Nice.
So that's this. I'm putting it on air. So that's my copyright. So nobody else can make those.
Oh my god, Jesus Christ.
Walker, how are you?
Not that good, apparently. I mean, I didn't have $1 million idea in my sleep.
Oh man, yeah. Yeah, so this will be the last episode of the podcast because I'm quitting to make a vacuum sealed brisket. Individual right. Sliced. I guess that's what I'm doing. That's what I should have done instead of watching Denver and the Raiders last night.
Oh god.
Denver does not lose 10-7 because there were no winners in this game. They are 8-2 and the Raiders are 2-7. Mike, you wanted to know if Bowers or Genty, who has more fantasy points after the huge game for Brock Bowers last week, and how did that turn out?
Well, it didn't turn out all that great for Brock Bowers. He only caught one ball and three targets for 31 yards. Not bad average, though. I mean, if you're going to catch one pass, at least you could go for 31 yards. But no, it was Dente, I guess, you know, 60 yards on the ground and a touchdown. But it wasn't very pretty. He had 19 carries, which was a 3.2 average and a long of 10. So not so good. And then he had that. Pass that bounced off his hand. So even in the passing game, he wasn't. Well, no, nobody was very good in this game. I shouldn't even be picking on Ashton Genty because, I don't think there was a single person who was good in both teams in this game.
Well, you're forgetting Tyler Lockett, Mike. He's back.
Oh yeah,
5 for 44. Led the entire. Led the entire game in receiving yards. Pete Carroll, he's sundowning. He's regressing. He's calling up Doug Baldwin next. See what's going on there.
Five for 44, and that's the leading receiver for either team.
Yep. I mean, this was a really stinky doo-doo game. If you told me that there were like three plays run in the red zone all game long, I would believe you. And that would be the three plays where they Broncos blocked the kick and then they started at the 15 and ended up kicking a field goal without getting a first down. Like that is this whole game in a nutshell. Sorry, they blocked a punt, not a field goal.
I mean, the Raiders had a bunch of snaps in the red zone though.
I know. I was being hyperbolic, Walker.
Ah, okay.
I was doing hyperbole for effect.
I get it now.
Yes, I said I would believe you. Whether or not that's truthful is different. Raiders are bad. I'm going to make a proposal for next week's episode of maybe a free space designation for the Las Vegas Raiders now that Jacoby Myers is gone. But we'll see. It's might be an issue of short week, traded one of your best wide receivers playing the best defense in the NFL. That could be a problem there as well. But on the Denver side, Walker, you wanted to know about RJ Harvey.
Yeah, I was wondering if he was going to like stop scoring touchdowns for no apparent reason and getting like 8 opportunities and scoring 20 fantasy points for no apparent reason also. And that happened, but unfortunately, apparently killing RJ Harvey's fantasy value also resulted in killing J.K. Dobbins' whatever he got hurt.
His foot.
Right, yes.
Yeah, so... so he hurt his foot, and I think J.K. Dobbins knows exactly when it happened because he tweeted out today. Hold on. It says, ban or at least call the motherfucking hip drop tackle.
Oh.
So he hurt his foot on a hip drop, which means usually that's, if it's a foot on a hip drop, if you're thinking about the mechanism for injury there.
Probably got bent underneath a little.
Sounds like a Lisfranc, at least a sprain, which is, or a turf toe, which those are both very bad, which means, guess what? We can't drop RJ Harvey. He's back. He's never going to die.
It's going to be a really disgusting RJ Harvey and Tyler Bidet split backfield.
Yeah, it's RJ Harvey is going to be Alvin Kamara. No, not like that.
Or that.
Or that. Yeah, you don't want to start either of them. So... I don't know, man. Is there anything to talk about in this game other than the injury to J.K. Dobbins? I feel like this is just a double burn the tape game.
I don't think there was any offensive player on either side that had a downright good game. So
yeah,
I'm all right. I think I'm good to move on.
All right. Let's move on to Sunday. So we got 4 teams on bye: Cincy, Dallas, Tennessee, and the Chiefs. If you can take advantage of the opportunity, maybe clear some space on your roster with getting Titans off and then never looking back. I had a few leagues where I was like, oh, shit, I got to drop some. Oh, well, Elika Io Manor, you're gone. See you never.
Sorry, buddy.
Sorry, bucko.
We'll try it again next year.
Yeah, good game, good game. We'll see you next year. All right. It's back, folks. The London game in Germany this time, 6:30 a.m. Sunday morning football. The Falcons deported. They are now 3-5. The Colts.
Dirty birds indeed.
The Colts 7-2. They travel to Germany. Colts 7-point neutral site favorites. 48.5-point over under. Mike, you're plugged in. Will newest Colt Sauce Gardner be playing in this one? Do you know?
Yeah, it looks like he cleared concussion protocol, and then I think that he's going to start. So that's what's been said, anyways.
Perfect. All right. So injuries in this one for the Falcons: Leonard Floyd, Matthew Bergeron, Storm Norton are all out. Mike Hughes is questionable. For the Colts, 2 49ers legends are out: DeForest Buckner and Samson Ebukam. Tyquan Lewis is also out, and Anthony Gould is questionable, a player I've literally never heard of. What if it was Anthony Gord and he was a spaghetti squash?
You know, I don't think he'd be very good at playing wide receiver.
No, but he would be a great low-carb substitute for spaghetti.
I don't think that's true either.
Have you had spaghetti squash?
Yeah, it doesn't taste like pasta.
It doesn't taste like pasta, but if you sauce it up, like if you roast, cut it in half, roast it in the, pull out the seeds, roast it in the oven, doesn't taste like pasta, but it's a reasonable facsimile for the dish.
I don't think it is.
Agree to agree with me. All right. Walker, you wanted to talk about the Atlanta Falcons, and you have a modest proposal. We yes. eat the Atlanta Falcons.
No, not that one. I will not be traveling to Germany. So, can we do a... Basically, this is a Kyle Pitts question, but mm-hmm. can we do a Bijan London Kyle Pitts free space?
I think in the vein of if you have Kyle Pitts, you know what you're doing with him every week, basically. I think we can free space this team.
Because, I mean, Bijan and London are obvious plays every week. They're healthy. And Pitts has gotten to a point where, I mean, he's like tight end six on the season. He's been fairly consistent.
Yeah, Darnell Mooney hasn't done anything. Michael Penix is the only question, but he like touches streamer. Like, that's as close as he gets.
Right, and yeah. Penix is only playable in the best matchup possible.
Yeah. Mike, what do you think?
He doesn't run at all.
Yeah, Mike, what do you think? Where are we free spacing the Falcons?
What about David Sills?
I don't think so. I think maybe...
I wasn't familiar with his status on the Falcons roster.
All right. We'll do it then. Starter set Davis Sills this week.
Davis? You mixed up combining Davis Mills and David Sills into one guy. What do we think about Kadarrell Hodge this week?
What do you think about Kadarrellus Tony Hodge?
Come on, man.
Nah. Okay. All in favor for free space?
Aye.
All right. I'm gonna change your note, Walker. Free space. All right, Mike. You want to talk about the Indianapolis Colts?
Yeah. So, is this offense now suspect, or was it just one off? I could be paranoid a little bit here. I don't know, but that game scared the hell out of me. So, Pittsburgh game scared the hell out of me. Going on with this offense?
Walker, I think, put the note in here quoting the coolest guy in the NFL. So, Walker, why don't you?
Yes, the coolest guy in the NFL, Azerbaijani Aaron Rodgers. I put relax in here because I think the Colts offense is going to be all right. The larger sample size this season is of them playing quite well. I think that game against the Steelers was mostly a Steelers voodoo game. And the Colts, every team in the NFL has stupid losses across the season. And last week was a stupid loss week for a lot of teams. So I just think it happens. You know, you lose at Pittsburgh. That's not that big of a deal. You come, you come, quote, home, unquote, to Germany. And, Bernhard Raimann gets to be in his home country, and it's going to be really good. You know, I think this could be a decently close game, but I think they should end up taking care of Atlanta in the end.
I think one of the things that we get stuck in this, like, week-by-week nature of the NFL, that everything that's happened most recently is the most important data point, because we have so few data points. And I think one of the things that we miss is every team lays a real turd burger every once in a while. They just really shit the bed. And I think that's what happened to the Colts last week. Like, right now, I would put the Colts as a top five team in the NFL. So I'm not particularly worried about that. So Mike, you can RELAX.
Okay, good. Whew. All right. That gives me hope.
Yeah, so Mike, are you going to wake up for this game?
I've been battling that situation back and forth. Man, I don't know. I get up around 6:30 anyways. I wake up just because my body says it's time to wake up. But yep. I don't know if I want to get up, turn the game on, and then watch them do another shit burger like they did against Pittsburgh, or if they win, hey, fine, great. But yeah, so I have no idea what I'm gonna do.
Maybe wake up at 7:30, check the score, and then go back and watch it.
There you go. That might be an idea.
Yep. So last we checked in with the Colts, there had two receivers over 100 yards last week. Michael Pittman, who is a must start, and I want to talk about Alec Pierce. Alec Pierce has two back-to-back, I'm sorry, two out of three games with at least 13 PPR points. Or 14 PPR points, I'm sorry. So what are we doing with Alec Pierce? Are we starting him? Are we, like, is it a three wide receiver league, just boom bust guy? Is it just a DFS play? What are we doing with Alec Pierce?
Go ahead, Mike, go ahead.
I could tell you, against Pittsburgh, which was one of the first times that I've seen him, they did a lot of ins and outs with him. Mm-hmm. Patterns, you know, normally he's just vertical, you know, and you're going to get that 40, 50 yard pass to him. So he makes up, you know, good 2 for 75 kind of day. But last week they did a lot of ins and outs. So I don't know if they're going to continue to do that. But if they do, they open up his receiving game, then he definitely could be looked at as a weekly flex.
Yeah, if he's a Kayshon Booty, just nine route guy, it's a lot harder to trust him, especially in PPR leagues. But if you're getting those underneath, like, little more bullshit targets, then that gives him a better floor. Walker, what do you think?
I think he and Josh Downs both have a role here. And I think that they are, like, right now, they're very, very, very similar in points per game. I mean, Pierce is at 10.6 and Downs is at 10.3. Downs is wide receiver 40, Pierce is wide receiver 43. So, I mean, it's extremely similar. I think both of these guys are playable in good matchups. I don't think this matchup is the best. I think you can maybe find a better option. You might be able to go grab Parker Washington, who's going to function as the number one receiver. In a three wide receiver league, I don't think either of them are bad plays. Like, I would rather play these guys than, like, a more speculative, like, Darius Slayton or Malik Washington or something like that.
Yeah. I think that Pierce is like a boom bust guy, and I think it does play into it, because yeah, like Parker Washington, he is going to have more. I mean, he's going to have so many targets this week, but it is against the Houston Texans, so that is something that I do take into consideration. Honestly, he's wowed me two out of the last 3 weeks. I would rather start Alec Pierce than Parker Washington. I don't know if that's PTSD from trying to chase the damn Jags all season long, but you know, we'll see. I went on Draw Play Dave's podcast this week, on the Draw Play podcast with Sam Grezes's. He asked, what thing did you get wrong this season that you thought was going to happen? And I was like, in half a second, I thought the Jags offense was going to be a wagon, like, easy. Like, I didn't even have to think about it. So maybe I'm just tired of chasing the Jags. That's why Alec Pierce is my boy. And also, fuck the Jags.
Okay. Fair enough.
All righty. You're starting, Bijan, you're starting, Tyler Warren, the correct Warren. I never said it wrong in my life. What about Daniel Jones?
Manuel, I have Daniel at 14, so you can play him. If you've been rolling with him, I don't think you're going to be able to pick up a guy off waivers who's going to be any type of significantly better. I mean, my best, like, streamer option this week is probably McCarthy, and I have him below Jones, so.
All right, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I think a top 12. I could see him 10 to 12 this week, maybe just outside of that. So if you're debating between two streamer options, he's probably one of the top streamer options to go with.
Bang. All right, cool. Sounds good. Walker and I have the Colts. Mike's doing his reverse curse, so he has the Falcons. All right, let's talk about Walker's sneaky banger of the week. Giants 2-7, Bears 5-3, Bears 3.5-point favorites, 48.5-point over-under. For the Giants, Paulson Adebo, Bo Collins, Graham Gano, Chauncey Golston, Darius Mwasau, John Michael Schmitz are all out. Victor Dimukeje is doubtful. Javon Holland and Jermaine Eluemunor are questionable. For the Bears, Josh Blackwell, TJ Edwards, Dominique Robinson, and Jahdae Walker are all out. DeAndre Swift is questionable, as is Durham Smythe. So with no Durham Smythe, I think you can start Colston Loveland now. With maybe no Durham Smythe. All right, Walker, you want to talk about the best tight end in this game, Theo Johnson.
Yes, is this recent mini breakout that he's having, is this going to last the rest of the season and going forward, or is it kind of just a blip because there's no Malik Nabers right now?
Well, I mean, those aren't mutually exclusive. Like the blip thing, it could be a blip and it could be because there's no Malik Nabers. I think that Jackson Dart needs some sort of release valve. Juan Daddy's working a little bit further downfield. Darius Slayton's a more further downfield guy. But I don't, like, I was never particularly enthused about a Theo Johnson. So, like, could it be a mini breakout into the blob? Sure. Could it be a mini breakout into, like, replacing TJ Hockenson outside of the blob? I don't think so. I think, you know, breakout into weekly streamer consideration, sure. Why not?
Yeah, I do think he's in deeper leagues. He's a guy you can probably play week to week at this point. But like in a 16-team league, I think you could have him as your only tight end and be fine. But in shallower leagues, I think he's still just a streamer.
All right, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, he hasn't had more than 4 receptions since the Saints game on October 5th. So he's definitely not getting.
Yeah.
So yeah, exactly. So he's not getting a lot of targets to make up those reception values. And then he is scoring, which is good. He scored 2 out of the last 3 games. So that's always a good situation, but you can't count on a tight end to score as many as he's probably have. 2 touchdowns the last 3 games. So, yeah, I'm not a big component of him. Definitely streamer, if anything.
Yeah. Would you rather, so Theo Johnson this week or Kate Otten versus the Patriots?
Oh, Mike's.
I'd probably go with Theo, just because.
What? He'll catch. Mike, you love not. Cardio Cade.
I do, but. Aide Cotton's not catching passes out there.
Damn, the look, the feel of Cotton. Not the streamer of our lives. All right, what about Harold Fannin going up against the Jets?
I would much rather play Fannin.
Fannin, yeah.
Me too, and Fantasy Pros expert consensus has Theo Johnson ahead of him.
Maybe it was because they were scared of Fannin not playing.
Perhaps. And then Hunter Henry or Theo Johnson.
Back to back in my rankings, but I would go with Henry.
All right, and then the last one, and it'll transition to the Bears. Colston Loveland or Theo Johnson?
Theo.
I mean, you have to give it to Colston Loveland to knock over 3 players on his way to the end zone, but I think
maybe not repeatable.
Yeah, that's not repeatable.
I think he was 4 for 60 and a touchdown outside of that play, though. That doesn't change anything.
Well, he had a good game, but I think 4 for 60 is like about, well, like a good game for him. And so you're counting on a touchdown outside of that. I mean, I think he can be blobby, but this is also, I mean, it's not an elite matchup. It's a better matchup for like every other position.
Theo Johnson, hearing you call him blobby and crying.
I'm calling them both blobby. I'm calling them both blobby.
Yeah, they both have top 8 matchups this week for me and my model. I think I don't know. It's tough. It's tough. It's tough. Because I think it comes down to opportunity. And I think that the Bears do try to get Roma Dunze going again after his goose egg last week. So I think that Loveland's opportunity could dry up just a little bit.
There's the trick. Just your dad just needs to tweet.
What happened? Did Roma Dunze's dad tweet?
Roma Dunze's dad was posting some bullshit. He was saying how Rome needs to be getting double-digit targets a game. such and such, and which is not necessarily wrong, but it's funny coming from his dad. And then Rome had to, he came out in the press conference, he was like, my dad can say what he wants to say on social media. His opinion is his opinion. My opinion is my opinion. I know my targets are coming. You guys, you know, we're not having any issues here. It's just, he, basically, my dad's spouting off his mouth, and I really am tired of him doing that.
He's like, Dad, shut up. He's like, I already talked to him about it. The father of Rome, what is he, damn, Aeneas? Folks, Aeneas?
Aeneas Williams?
Aeneas? there's a classical Greek text, the Aeneid, guy who left the Trojan, who fled the Trojan War and then went to Italy and founded Rome. Folks, is it Aeneas, folks, the father of Rome? I'm straightening my invisible tie. All right, while we're talking about the Bears, I have a question for you both. Can Mr. Ben Johnson put the Kyle Monongai toothpaste back into the tube? So, over the last three games, he leads the NFL in yards per carry at 6.1. Per NFL Pro, the current iteration of the Bears offensive line, which they started in week five, have added the fifth most expected points per play, the second highest explosive play rate as well. Over the last 3 weeks, DeAndre Swift, 5.6 yards per carry. Kyle Monongai, 6.1. DeAndre Swift, 10% explosive runway rate. Monongai, 8.7. Monongai's success rate, slightly higher than Swift's. I'm going to stop reading the numbers. Swift's missed tackles force, slightly higher than Monongai. Monongai's yards after contact per attempt, over double Swift's, 3.02 to 1.37. Can they put the Monongai toothpaste back into the tube? Or is this going to become a nasty, stinky timeshare or a beneficial timeshare? Those are your three options.
You may answer. I want a secret fourth option.
Secret fourth option?
Somewhere in between and really successful. So, like, I think it'll be fine. I think probably they both settle as, like, back-end RB2s that are, like, just barely above the dead zone.
Would you rather start Monongai or Woody Marks rest of season?
Monongai.
Yeah, Monongai.
Would you rather start Woody Marks or Monongai this week?
Monongai.
Woody Marks going up against the Jaguars.
Monongai.
Good, because that's the decision that I made. I am starting Monongai over Woody Marks in my home league. All right. Are we just running Roma Dunze back out there?
Yeah, for now.
Okay, Mike?
Yeah, I think so.
What about DJ Moore?
I mean, decent week last week. I have him wide receiver 30, so I mean, he's a smack dab in that wide receiver 3.
All right. And Caleb, are we going back to Caleb?
Yeah, I think so.
Mike?
Yeah, he should be in the top 12 somewhere.
Okay. All right. I've got the Bears. So does Mike. Walker has the New York Giants. Buffalo.
Not biased.
Yeah, right? Buffalo 6-2 travels to Miami to take on the 2-7 Miami Dolphins. It'd be weird if they played a different team there. Buffalo is a 9.5-point favorite, 49.5-point over-under. AJ Epinesa and Shaq Thompson are out for the Bills. Daquan Jones, Taron Johnson, and Josh Palmer are questionable. For the Dolphins, D'Eskridge, Chop Robinson, and Rasul Douglas are doubtful. Ashton Davis, Ollie Gordon, Julian Hill, and Ifeafu Melifonwu are all questionable. Walker has a shocking announcement.
Shocking announcement.
Yes, I do. It's regarding a certain first-round tight end.
Uh-oh, I think I know the announcement, and I think I might co-sign this announcement.
Dalton Kincaid's good.
Yeah, it's bad. I don't like it.
Yeah, he's like the best weapon they have, and it's really irritating.
Yeah, it is irritating. It's like, and here's how I knew that I was like, oh man, fuck, I'm in on Dalton Kincaid. I was like, why don't they use Dalton Kincaid more? I was like, oh no! I realized what I had thought.
Really so, not good stuff. This is what happened. This is me with T. Higgins a couple years ago.
You were like, oh no, he's good.
Yeah. When all of a sudden I was like, I wasn't like complaining about how they didn't use him. I was just like, why is T. Higgins wide receiver 27? That doesn't make any sense. He's always better than, oh shit, I'm a T. Higgins person.
Oh no, I love T. Higgins. So, all right, folks, Dalton Kincaid, officially good. Mike, do you co-sign?
Yeah, I think you have to. I mean, they've gotten rid of Austin Knox pretty much. So, and they're like, okay, let's just focus on Kincaid and getting him the ball, and it's worked. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's one of those things where it's just like, yeah, they've really relegated Dawson Knox to just like a blocking role. But yeah, Dalton Kincaid, 101 last week, quiet week against the Panthers, but that's because they blew him out. They didn't need him. Week before that, 6 for 108. Week before that, he scored. Week before that, he scored. It's like, oh, he's good. I regret to inform you all, he's good.
Yeah, it turns out that it just took, he's having a year three breakout, folks.
Yeah, which means we were still right about year one and two. So we get to have our cake and eat it too. Don't let anybody tell you can't do that.
That's right, we're having our kink and ate it too.
Wait. Was it a king baby cake in New Orleans? Kink baby cake. There we go.
No.
Whoa, kink. No, 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 not kink baby.
we're not combining those two words together. No.
Nope. That definitely won't be the episode title. Kink baby.
No.
chat getting swatted because I put kink baby into chat GPT.
Good Lord.
And I will deserve it for both using chat GPT and trying to look up kink baby. All right.
It's fair.
James Cook, you're starting. Josh Allen, that guy's pretty good. And Khalil Shakir, wide receiver 3. Keon Coleman finally dropped below 50% roster ship. So I can stop putting him in my article now. Fair. He had literally one good game week one, and that was it.
Week one. So, yep.
All right. So we got the Miami Dolphins. What's that?
He did the Calvin Ridley from a couple years ago.
That's right. One huge game and then nothing else. So do either of you have any disagreements about Shakir, wide receiver 3, everybody else that I mentioned being must start?
No disagreement.
No.
All right. We've got the HN Waddle free space for the Dolphins, and we move on to Walker's disappointment of the week. Baltimore 3-5 travels to Minnesota to take on 9 and the 4-4 Minnesota Vikings. I don't know if either of you saw the 9 thing.
Oh, yes, I did.
J.J. McCarthy, dork. All right.
J.J. McCarthy, Mike, the story is that J.J. McCarthy calls his alter ego 9, like his number.
Right.
And he says that it, he like fully admitted, like, yeah, my alter ego, like it can't like sustain itself over a whole game. So I have to like pick and choose what moments it comes out.
Okay.
Okay. So you have like an alter ego that's lame and bad.
Yeah. You have an alter ego that's lame and bad and has a timer on it. Like at least Russ could call on Mr. Unlimited whenever he wanted. Right. Was at his Mr. Unlimited was at his beck and call. Oh boy. Dork. All right. Injuries. Ravens have none, which is surprising because a couple weeks ago it was everybody.
Ravens, all of our injured players are out for so long that they don't end up on the report.
All right. For the Vikings, Jeff Okuda and Josh Oliver are out. Aaron Jones and Theo Johnson are questionable.
Theo Jackson.
Theo Jackson, yeah. Walker has a less shocking announcement.
Yeah. Jeff was correct about Rashad Bateman.
Yes!
he's Rashad Badman.
Yes. I've been saying it for 10 damn years. Yeah. Good, real good, like decent enough real life NFL player. Very Josh Palmer coded, but I don't know why. I don't know why the fantasy industrial complex insisted that he was a good fantasy option.
Because he got drafted in the first round.
That's right. Mike, how do you feel about this Rashad Badman thing?
Well, considering I talked to the guy
what?
When he was a rookie, yeah, I still have a little soft spot in my heart for him, but no, he has not been lived up to his potential as being a first round draft choice, that's for sure.
Oh boy. Oh boy. This is ultimate irony because do you know who I picked up in a league? I was like, oh, Rashad Bateman's available. That's how desperate I am, and I picked him up.
I've been starting Rashad Bateman occasionally in lateral league all year because my receiver situation's so bad.
Yeah, it's really bad. Also, I pulled up to make sure it wasn't the Lion Blood League Walker, and Munetaka Murakami has posted. So yes. Congratulations to the new Dodgers starting third baseman, Munetaka Murakami, because that's going to happen.
I don't know about that.
I mean, Shohei will be like, hey, come here, and he'll do it.
Yep, pretty much.
You guys need to stop doing. It doesn't help anything.
I hate the Dodgers so much. I was right the last two times. I was like, Roki Sasaki, Dodger. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, Dodger.
Okay, but everybody else also predicted those two, to be fair.
Yeah. And Murakami. Murakami. Mariner. Now we're cooking. Sorry, Walker.
See, I kind of think, well, he's not coming to the Tigers. Jesus Christ. Come on.
No, I'm saying because of the playoffs.
Oh, okay. I get what you mean. Yeah. I was like, what do you mean? The Tigers are never going to spend that kind of money. What? They're probably not even going to re-sign Scoob.
Oh, my God. Tariq Skrubal?
Unbelievable. All right.
Unbelievable. All right. Ravens, are we going back to Mark Andrews this week? He had only two catches last week, but they were both touchdowns on three targets.
Big man just, all he knows how to do is score. He's basically like, he's discount Pater.
Discount Pater, folks. So, Mike, are you Mark Slamdrewsing him into your lineup?
No.
Oh! No! Mark Andrews or Colson Loveland?
I'm giving it the Mark Slamdrews.
All right. Walker's co-signing Mark Slamdrews into the lineup. Mike, you've been outvoted. If you have Mark Andrews on any of your teams, you have to start him now. Those are the rules. Those are the rules.
I got him on a couple.
Put him in your flags. Damn it.
No.
And then hey, flex on your opponent when he Mark Slamdrews is into the end zone.
Hey, I accidentally flexed him last week, so we're all good there.
Three catches, 38 yards, one touchdown.
Hey, baby. That was our fantasy points right there. All right.
And nine.
So, Lamar, you're starting. Derrick Henry, you're starting. Zay Flowers. Would you rather start Flowers or Shakir?
Flowers.
Dang. Flowers.
All right. Flowers or Jordan Addison?
Flowers.
Addison.
All righty. Let's talk about the other side. I took the Vikings. My question in this game is, after the Vikings got back at full strength at running back last week with Aaron Jones coming back, they split touches very down the middle almost. Aaron Jones had 9 carries and 2 targets for 98 yards, but you know, you can't really count on that.
I have things to say.
Okay, give me one sec. Let me get it out and then I'll let you say your things. And then Jordan Mason, 10 for 36 and 1 for 1. So they both had 11 touches. And Jordan Mason played 11 more snaps. So can you start either guy? Walker, say your thing.
Jordan Mason only got all those touches because Aaron Jones left the game with an injury.
That was my point.
Ah, okay. I wasn't sure.
Yeah. That was my roundabout point. Yeah.
If Aaron Jones plays, he's going to be the guy who gets most of the work.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely can't start Jordan Mason unless Aaron Jones doesn't play, in which case you should absolutely start Jordan Mason. In Aaron Jones's case, I don't think he's a must-start player or anything, but I think he's like a solid option. He's back-end RB2, kind of in that Alvin Kamara, Munnen guy type range.
I think he might be slightly higher because he is going to catch some passes, which will give him a better floor. But like, I'm talking like he's just going at the front of that group. Like, I would rather start him than Kamara or Munnen guy or even I mean, Woody Marks, it's getting close because Marks is also going to catch passes.
Yeah, I would rather start Jones than Marks.
All right, flex spot, Mike, Aaron Jones or Jordan Addison?
I'd go with Addison.
Walker?
Same, Addison.
All righty. Are we starting nine this week?
Nine.
Nine. I'm not starting nine.
Nine. Nine. Yeah, no, I'm not either. Baltimore was really bad against the pass, and then they got all their guys back, and now they're only kind of bad against the pass. So that's not good enough for you to want to start J.J. McCarthy, former offensive player of the week, J.J. McCarthy. What about T.J. Hockenson? Hockenson or Mark Slamdrews?
Slamdrews.
Slamdrews.
Okay. Wow. Hockenson, how the mighty have fallen.
Yeah.
You're starting J.J.F., and that's it. That's it for the Vikings. We all got the Baltimore Ravens winning this one. All right, we're ready.
And that's why it's disappointment, by the way. Disappointment because Baltimore is only favored by 3.5. I think Baltimore's going to win this by 2 scores.
Do we get a Snoop Huntley sighting, parentheses, celebratory?
No, not quite that bad.
Not that bad? Okay. All right, you guys ready to make up some time?
Yes.
Cleveland and the Jets. Cleveland 2-6, Jets 1-7. Jets 1.5-point favorites. 37.5-point over under. Isaiah Bond is out. Harold Fannin, Cornelius Lucas, Carson Schwessinger, and Cedric Tillman are all questionable. Carson Worcestershire, folks. Khalil Herbert, Kiko Maragoa, and Xavier Newman and Garrett Wilson are all questionable for the Jets. Is Garrett Wilson playing? I haven't seen anything about Garrett Wilson before that. I haven't seen any news. Let's on the fly. Let's do this. Wilson listed as questionable.
Expected to play. 10.
All right. So we've got a double free space game here. Quinyon Mitchell. What the fuck? Quinshon Judkins. I put Quinyon in the notes and it got me all turned around. Quinshon Judkins. And Harold Fannin, and then maybe David Njoku for the tight ends. And that's it. And then for the Jets, Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall. And that's it. Yes?
Jets, Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson. Yes, that is correct. And then Browns, Judkins, yes. Fannin, yes. Njoku, maybe. Yep, I totally agree.
Mike, do you agree?
I agree. Do we do Fannin over Andrews or Andrews over Fannin?
Ooh, I would do Fannin over Andrews, yeah. But Mike, you already learned not you though. You're not allowed. You got outvoted. You have to put Mark Andrews in.
Mark Slamdrews.
Mark Slamdrews. We went over this.
We're gonna slam in the back of my Drews.
My last Slamdrews, do not attempt. I know that was a good one because I heard the beginning of a Walker laugh and then it went silent.
Yeah, I peaked it.
All right.
Then I peaked it.
I put A.D. Mitchell, though, in there when I thought Garrett Wilson wasn't playing, but do not start A.D. Mitchell. Walker, your note in here is both rude and correct. All right. Mike and I have the...
Rude. You're right. Just says fuck off.
Mike and I have the Browns. Walker has the Jets. All right, let's talk.
Go Aaron Glenn. Woo!
Go boy, Walker. The Jets Walker
in that trade.
Trying to manifest. Walker trying to manifest here. All right. New England and Tampa Bay. New England 7-2 going to Tampa Bay, who is 6-2. Tampa Bay 2.5-point home favorites. 47.5-point over under. Kayshon Booty, Christian Ellis, and Ramondre Stevenson are out. Get them out of here. Chris Godwin, Bucky Irvin, Hassan Reddick, Marquise Watts, also out. I almost said Marquise Hand. Luke Getteke and Luke Haggard are out. Are you named Luke? Are you on the offensive line? I'm sorry, you're questionable, not out.
I apologize.
You're hurt.
Luke, that shoulder looking haggard, folks.
It's not Getteke.
No.
All right.
Boy.
Walker, you have a question about the... Patriots wide receiver core.
This is a sneaky Pop Douglas spot.
Yes. Whenever you have these rooms that are like so flattened out in terms of skill and usage, whenever one guy's gone, I'm like, I'll take a sneaky Pop Douglas start.
Okay. So in this game with Godwin out, that means Tez Johnson's going to be the wide receiver too.
Mm-hmm.
We can agree. Tez Johnson or DeMario Douglas.
Oh, in that case, give me Tez.
Okay. Mike, what do you think?
I got to go Tez.
I agree. They're back-to-back, though.
Bang. All right. Also, one thing I forgot to bring up, Colson Loveland's only 46% rostered. Please, if he's available, go get him. I don't know how that happened.
I don't think you need to do that.
I think you need to do that. All right. I would rather have him than Hunter Henry.
Yeah, probably for the upside.
He's been bad for like a month. So I would find another tight end option.
His last game was fine.
It was acceptable. Would you rather start Hunter Henry or Kate Otten?
Hunter Henry.
Henry.
I think Kate Otten benefits from the injuries. I think it'll be a Kate Otten game, folks. All right.
This guy loves cotton.
That's right. Is that what I'm wearing? I don't know. Probably some sort of blend. What about Travion Henderson? Would we rather start Travion Henderson or Rashad White?
Rashad White.
Yeah, White, for sure.
Travion Henderson or Rico Doo-Doo? Rico without a doubtle, sorry.
Yeah, Rico, for sure.
Mike?
I think that's all Mike said, too.
Oh, okay, sorry. Travion or pick a Seahawks guy?
Give me Travion over the Seahawks guys.
Seahawks guys.
All right, and then Drake May must start. Let's talk about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Mike.
So Mika Igbuka, is he going to bounce back this week? Last three games, he has 9 receptions for 117 yards and no touchdowns.
Oh. Yes. I think he bounces back. I think this is going to be a high volume game. I think he was banged up those games. He's had a week off to dust himself off. And I will be going back to Mecca Igbuka this week.
Old prediction. That's 20.7 total fantasy points. He will score more than that in this game alone.
All right. I'm putting that in the doc. Greater than sign. Do you want to do greater than or equal sign? Or just greater than? Are you going non-cowardly?
Non-cowardly.
Ooh. Watch him score 20.7. Well, I'll be like, fuck. I had a chance.
Yeah, that's fine. I can live with my decision.
All right, and then Baker. Are we going to Baker back to Baker?
You can. I don't think it's gonna be like a massive Baker game because of the injuries, but he'll still probably throw for a couple touchdowns. So I think you can play him.
All right, Mike. What do you think?
I could see 2 touchdowns out of Baker. So. That should be 10 to 12 around there.
Okay, perfect. So I'm looking at, I just want to peek behind the curtain. I'm looking at Fantasy Pros for like rankings and asking these questions, and it's defaulting to my dynasty team. And I have a classic Denny Carter, don't know about the running back situation. All of my guys, including 4 wide receivers, are ranked in the top 6 at their position. And my highest ranked running back is Kyle Munnengai. So nice. A classic love your wide receivers. Not sure about your running backs. Classic Denny Carter team. So, all right. I think that's it. We talked to Otten. We talked to Rashad White. Is Rashad White must start?
Yes.
Top 20.
Yeah.
I agree. I think he's above the Munnengai group that we were talking about before. Just ever so slightly.
Completely agree. Yes.
Yes. All right. Perfect. I have the New England Patriots winning this one because I think I think Patriots fans, they need something good in their life. It's been almost a decade since their team's won a Super Bowl. I think they need something good to happen for them. They've been suffering. And then Tampa Bay, for my two fellow compatriots. Also, Tom Brady not calling the ultimate Tom Brady game.
Yeah.
Very strange.
True.
What's stranger, Tom Brady not calling this game or his cloned dog?
The dog.
Psycho behavior. Absolute psycho behavior. Be normal, Tom Brady, please.
Yeah, he's incapable.
I'm going to bring a question from the Draw Play podcast, and I'll ask you both. Bullet or a gun with two bullets. Tom Brady, Tony Romo, Chris Collinsworth.
Gun with two bullets. Brady, yeah. And Collinsworth die.
Easy.
Brady, Mike? And Romo.
What? I don't know about that one, Jim.
I like Chris Collinsworth.
I don't know about that one, Jim.
Yeah. I don't know about that one, Valverde.
All right, let's go on to the next game. New Orleans and Carolina. New Orleans 1-8, Carolina 5-4. Carolina 3.5-point favorites, 38.5-point over-under. I don't know how Carolina's only 3.5-point home favorites.
Because they're bad, because they suck.
Have you seen the New Orleans Saints?
Yes, I know that both teams suck. It's just Carolina sucks 4 points less.
All right. Talisse Fuaga is out. Talisse Fuaga is out for the Saints. Alvin Kamara, Jack Stoll, Jonah Williams, Brian Breece, all questionable. Chandler Zavala. I'm losing my ability to talk. He's out. Teteroa McMillan, Bryson Tremaine, totally real guy, is questionable. My question, and I don't have any. I do have some stats for this. I take it back. My question is: they traded Rashid Shaheed. How does the offense for the Saints reform without Rashid Shaheed? So I have some recent Rashid Shaheed stats here. Not too many. Over the last 3 weeks, Shaheed has 30 targets, 18 receptions, 183 yards for a 28% target share and a 35% air yard share. Who benefits from these three Jeff Crisco favorites? Alvin Kamara, Juwan Johnson, or back from the dead, the Archer himself, Brandon Cooks? Do any of these guys benefit from no Rashid Shaheed?
Well, I just think it's, you know, I it's another layer of disrespect onto the layers of disrespect that we've already had, you know, across the fantasy community. But, you know, it's unbelievable that you wouldn't even mention Devon Vele in the conversation.
That's right.
I apologize to Walker representing the Devon Vele contingent.
That's right.
The designated speaker for the Devon Vele industrial complex.
Is it because I'm the only one here? Don't ask that.
Walker once again showing up to the Devon Vele meeting and saying, all right, one attendee, and well, let's go into the minutes from last week's meeting. All right. So do you think it's Devon Vele, Walker, or is the correct answer nobody?
I think the correct answer is it will benefit Juwan Johnson a little, and it will benefit mostly Chris Olave of anyone.
All right, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with Walker. I think definitely Juwan Jensen, Jennings.
Juwan Jetsons?
Juwan, yeah. Jetson. And he's flying around.
In a little ship.
The Jets are definitely going to be with the Big Johnson on the
whoa record scratch, folks.
Juwan Johnson should be beneficial.
Yeah. I do not want to start Alvin Kamara. I'm officially off the Alvin Kamara bandwagon.
I mean, yeah, I don't really want to. He's running back 25 for me, so in certain situations, you'll still be playing him and hoping he compiles a decent game. But, I mean, it's very possible that the Saints don't score a touchdown in this game.
Oh, yeah. It's entirely possible.
Like, I could see this being like a 17-9 Carolina.
Ew.
Yikes.
So Tyler Poop is who we're starting here? Poopy?
What?
Groupie, Poopy, folks.
Oh, Blake Groupie.
Blake Groupie. Why do you think his name is Tyler? Look.
I don't know. Are you thinking of Tyler Loop?
I think that's what I'm doing here. I'm sorry. I'm making Juwan Jetson right now, okay? I'm multitasking here. All right. Is it just Chris Olave, maybe Juwan Johnson, and hopefully not Alvin Kamara for the Saints, and we move on?
Yes.
All right. For Mike, do you agree?
I agree.
All right. For the Panthers, it's T-Mac and Rico Dowdle. Rico without a Dowdle. Chuba Hubbard has been relegated to the nether realm. Sorry, folks. I don't hate to say it.
No, not anymore. Dowdle's clearly the better player, so they've made the right decision. Yeah, I think Dowdle's must start going forward every week, no matter what. McMillan, in three wide receiver leagues, absolutely must start. In two wide receiver leagues, I think it depends on your roster strength, but in most cases, yes, you'll play him.
Yeah, I think it's like, if you are not starting Teteroa McMillan, you know it, because you're like, look at my fucking team.
You drafted well, and you got like a lucky break with like a Wandale Robinson too.
Yeah, exactly. So Mike, do you concur?
I concur.
All right, let's go on to Jackson. Oh man, I have to stop making Juwan Jetson. I have to talk. All right. Jacksonville 5-3, Houston 3-5. Houston 1.5 point home favorites, 38.5 point over under. I'm not questioning Houston being favorites anymore. I'm going with them. Brian Thomas Jr., Jordan Lewis, Hunter Long, and Ezra Cleveland are all out for the Jags. Oh, I forgot CJ Stroud was out. I'm going to quietly just put this back to Jacksonville. All right. I never said anything. CJ Stroud, Kyemi Fairbairn, Christian Harris, Titus Howard, Ed Ingram, Jalen Petrie, and Jacob Johnson are out for the Texans. So my question is, Travis Etienne quietly cooked as a runner. Okay. This is something I've been quietly tracking for the last few weeks. Quietly going, that's not great. That's not what you want. So he had a huge carry against the 49ers, but I noticed, because I was there, down to down, he wasn't a very like explosive runner. He just had a huge play. So after the 49ers game, here are some advanced statistics for Travis Etienne. Out of 45 qualified backs with at least 25 carries, these are what these statistics are: 41st in explosive run rate, 32nd in yards per carry, 25th in rushing yards per game, tied for 45th in rushing touchdowns, which is zero, 31st in yards after contact per attempt, RB27 in fantasy points per game. But here's what's saving him: catching 3.3 balls for 19.8 yards per game. When I was looking at these statistics, there were two names that kept coming up near him: Nick Chubb and Isaiah Pacheco. So I'm not saying that Travis Etienne is cooked because he does get those catches, but is this a chance to maybe move on from Travis Etienne? Because he is currently, in my opinion, cooked as a runner. He is not doing anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's concerning. I don't like to see him anywhere near those guys.
Yeah.
And I mean, Jacksonville's O-line isn't good, but like neither is Houston's. So, he's probably pretty cooked as a runner. That sucks.
Yeah, I was not like, this is something I've been quietly tracking because I don't know if I think I've mentioned this before, but every Sunday I literally write down all the stats from the games so I don't miss anything. And I just, every time I would get to Travis Etienne, I'd be like, well, he'll have a better game next week. And then he didn't. I was like, oh, I'll have a better game next week. And then he didn't. I was like, what the hell is going on here? Yeah, and I feel like this is not something that the fantasy industrial complex is talking about. They're talking about who damn fantasy receipts is more than this.
Whoa. Let's not get into that.
By the way, I went on twitter.com to just check in on that. And Kev, buddy, you do not need to do a 10-minute video about who fantasy's receipts might be.
Well, I mean, everybody who's still on there, their brain is broken. So
they're cooked, folks. All right. So, Mike, what do you think about this Travis Etienne being secretly, speaking of cooked, secretly cooked?
Yeah, it kind of looks that way. He didn't have the greatest of years last year. This year, week one was definitely something that sort of changed people's minds for a moment. But then the rest of the season so far has happened, and he hasn't been all that great. And Newton's getting the goal line carries. And yeah, I think he's I don't know if we want to say cooked as in past tense. And cooking, he's not, but he's definitely simmering in the pot.
All right, so Mike says he's not cooked, but he's also not cooking, is what I'm hearing.
Yes.
Ooh, okay, that's fair. That's fair. All right, what Jags wide receiver are we starting this week? Washington or Jacoby Myers, folks? We've got Jags Jacoby Myers, which is literally just Jacoby Myers.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good. You shouldn't play him, certainly.
Okay. So Washington or Jacoby Myers or neither?
I'd go with Washington.
Yeah, new guy on a new team. I'm going to go Washington.
I have to ask. This was something
I think Lawrence likes Parker Washington. I think so, too. Yeah, I've seen them have a good chemistry, and Lawrence doesn't have a good chemistry with most receivers. So the fact that he and Washington seem to understand each other, I think, means that he'll at least get targets. This is a tough defense to go up against, but I think he's at least playable in deep leagues.
Okay. There's something I was going to say, but now I can't remember what it is. Oh, fudge. All right, never mind. I would not start Trevor Lawrence. I agree with the Parker Washington bit right there. Is there anything else to add about this team?
No, I don't think so.
All right, Mike, anything else to add?
When is Brenton Strange going to come back? Like, what's going on with that?
I don't know. He's on IR. He's dead.
Okay, well.
Is he on regular IR or is he on Kyler Murray IR? So they can get Hunter Long snaps. Hunter Long snapper?
I think it's regular IR.
Oh, okay. Not on special Kyler Murray IR. All right, Mike, let's talk about the Houston Texans with real disrespect being showed toward your boy here with this question.
Yeah, that's true. Is Nico Collins the only fantasy starter on this team?
Woody Marks is a flex at best. I liked the opportunity when I thought Nick Chubb wasn't going to be playing, but he's playing. He's playing. So I think they're just going to split it, and it's going to be a Davis Mills offense. It's going to be really stinky nasty, and there's probably 28 guys I would rather start than Woody Marks, and I will list them all right now. No, I won't do that. I don't think he's a starter. I think it's just Nico. And even then, that's questionable with Davis Mills, baby.
Not questionable, but almost questionable. He's my very last must-start receiver at 19. But, yeah, I have Woody Marks at 30. No, no thanks if you can help it.
Yeah. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I was even stretching on Nico Collins a little bit, going, I don't know. More disrespect towards Davis Mills, but I don't even know if he's going to be even finished as a starter top 24 this week, so it's ugly.
It is ugly, and I would not get cute and stream Davis Mills, baby. Don't do that.
Nah.
All right, that's it for that game. Real stinky, like, this is going to be a, if a game occurs and it's never shown on Red Zone, did it really happen sort of game, Jacksonville and Houston. All right, let's go to Arizona and Seattle. Arizona 3-5, Seattle 6-2. Seattle 6-point favorites, 44.5-point over under. Max Melton, Mac Wilson, Will Johnson, and BJ Ojulari are all out for the Cardinals. Will Hernandez, Ketan Crawford, Xavier Weaver are all questionable. The best wide receiver on the Seattle Seahawks, according to Walter Football, Jake Bobo is out. Christian Haynes, Josh Jobe, Derek Young are also out. Torrey Horton, Ernest Jones are doubtful. Cooper Kupp and AJ Barner are questionable. Mike, you want to know about Marvin Harrison Jr.?
So now with Jacoby Brissett at the helm, will Marvin Harrison Jr. be a consistent, say, top 24 from here on out?
Absolutely, he is. Jacoby Brissett throws the ball so much more. It's like 100 air yards more per game with Brissett versus Kyler Murray. It's wheels up on Marvin Harrison Jr.
I have him at wide receiver 25, funnily enough, this week, but this is a tough matchup. So I think going forward, yes, absolutely.
I think that it's wheels up on, I think that Marvin Harrison, this is going to be a take your lumps sort of thing. I think the difference between him being top 24 and not this week is if he scores a touchdown. Like, it's not going to be where he's going to have a dismal effort. Trey McBride is a must start. Amari DiMercato or Bam Knight this week?
That's a tough question.
I'd go with Knight, but I'd go with none of them.
Yeah, I'll go with Knight, but I really don't want to start either one of these.
What if I told you that Amari DiMercato, in games that the last two games that he hasn't left with injury, he has 78 or more yards? Last week, 14 for 79. Famous. He scored a touchdown. I'm marking my line in the sand. He scored the touchdown. I'm sorry. And then he also scored double digit fantasy points in week 4 against Seattle. And, the Seahawks have allowed 12.5 or more PPR points to Chris Rodriguez and Woody Marks in the last 2 weeks. Does that change any of your calculus about Amari DiMercato?
Not really.
Well, no. Fine. I'm buying in, folks. Amari DiMercato has never hurt anybody before.
It's so true.
Yeah, and Jacoby Brissett is a two quarterback league streamer or starter while Kyler Murray is out.
Fair.
All right, Walker, your question was something that I noticed too about Rashid Shaheed.
Will he hit 1,000 receiving yards?
So Rashid Shaheed sneaky has more yards than you think, like at this point in the season. He's at 499 with 9 games to go. He's halfway through the year. Oh, actually, have the Seahawks had their bye yet?
Yes, they have.
Okay, so he will get the full 18-game season. He's going to get there. He's going to be in a better offense. He's going to get better targets. He's not going to get as many targets, but they will be higher quality. I think he gets to 1,000 yards.
Yeah, I think it'll be close. They haven't really used the second receiver all that much though. Cooper Kupp, though he's hurt, wasn't used to a great extent. So for him to sort of match what he did in New Orleans when he's pretty much, well, Olave is there, but an integral part of the system. I don't know how much he's going to be counted on as much in Seattle. So I say he's close, but he misses out.
All right, Walker, your thoughts.
I will agree with Mike. I think that he will get very close, but I'm going to say he ends up at 966.
What if he ends up at 666? That
would be disappointing for the rest of the season, or would mean he got hurt.
Check this out. What if he ends up at, I'm cracking my fingers here, I'm stretching my neck, what if he ends up at 911?
Oh.
Never forget, folks.
Never forget. All right. Are we starting? Like, this running back room is, for fantasy, an unmitigated disaster. I'm sorry. But it's a nightmare. I can we can we trust either guy in this backfield?
No.
No. They're both like somewhere between low end RB2 and good flex.
Yeah, they're in the Woody Marks. Are they behind, both behind Kyle Monongai?
I have Walker one spot ahead of Monongai, and I have they're 23 and 24, and then I have Charbonnet at 28.
Okay. Mike, what do you think?
This week?
Yeah. Can you start Walker or Charbonnet or both? Or
I'd rather start Charbonnet over Walker, because I think Charbonnet's getting the goal line carries. And then I really don't want to start either one of them.
I would just like to point out last week, Kyle Walker, Ken Walker did get. I don't know who Kyle Walker is.
That's a soccer player.
That is. Oh yeah, that's definitely why I thought that. He did get multiple carries inside the five. Also, he didn't score. So take from that what you will.
Because they just set him up to fail so that they can go back to their precious.
Yeah, dude, they're freaking one ring to rule them all. Zach Chardonnay. They're drunk on Zach Chardonnay, folks.
That's right.
All right. So hold on. We're doing something very important right here. I got logged into Stathead. Are we ready for the Wall of Heroes?
What?
Jordan Addison, T. Higgins, Brandon Lloyd, Max Speedy, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Duriel Harris. Do we know what all these players have in common?
No.
This is the Wall of Heroes. These are all players. The only players in NFL history to have exactly 911 yards in a season.
Jesus.
The Wall of Heroes.
All right. June, huh?
Yes. Are we going back to AJ Barner? Walker, it worked last week. Are we going 2 for 2?
No.
I am. I'm that well. I'm going back to that well. I'm slurping that water. Real nasty shit. I'm going back to the AJ Barner well.
Real nasty shit. You'll get you should go get Theo Johnson instead.
But here's the problem. I need a 10%
or Juwan Juwan quotations big Johnson.
Here's the problem. I need AJ Barner for somebody who's rostered in 90 or he's available in 90% or more of leagues, and those guys aren't. So I go back
that's
to that
fine.
real sicko shit.
He's slurping it up, folks.
Check this out. Double digit PPR points 4 of his last 5 games. Touchdowns in 3 of his last 5 games. It's going to be a belt to ass game. Cardinals in ninth in fantasy points allowed to tight ends. But it could also be Elijah Royal because he scored a touchdown last week and he's a better football player. So who knows?
Who knows?
All right. We all have Seattle winning this one. Let's go to Detroit and Washington. Detroit 5-3, Washington 3-6. Lions 3.5-point road favorites, 49.5-point over under. Kirby Joseph, Miles Frazier, Pat O'Connor, Jacob Sailors, and Joshua Pascal are all out. Taylor Decker, Craig Reynolds, Malcolm Rodriguez, Dan Skipper, Greg Stewart, and Grant and Daniel Thomas are questionable. See, the problem is, I think I figured out what the problem is. The words are too small. I could make these bigger, and I will. I refuse to. Jaden Daniels is out. I think after these notes, I think he was put on IR. I thought he was put on IR. I don't know. They should put him on IR. His arm bent the wrong way. Eddie Goldman, Quan Martin, and Tyler Owens are all questionable. Walker, you want to know about Sonic and Knuckles?
Is Jahmyr Gibbs going to dominate touches in this one, or is there going to be room for David Montgomery to have a good week as well?
This one's going to be a blowout. They're going to get David Montgomery touches. He's been struggling, and Dan Campbell, literally, I would say he's probably the most players coach in the NFL. He knows he's got to get David Montgomery going. So he will get David Montgomery going in this game, and it's a good matchup.
Also, I would like to state that your line here is wrong.
This is what I pulled from. What did I pull this from? I pulled this from a literal casino on Sunday. What's the line now?
Detroit minus -8.
Okay. That might have been after they ruled out what's his face?
Daniels, yeah.
Jaden Daniels, yeah. So yeah, I pulled this from a casino on Sunday. So I might have gotten the lines too early. The lines, not the lions, but the lines too early. I will learn. I will grow. I am sat. I am listening. All right.
Very good.
But what do we think? Walker, what do you think about your own question?
I think you can start David Montgomery. Yes. I don't think he's a must-start player, but I think he is above the dead zone as well.
Okay. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with Walker. That makes sense to me.
Okay. Jahmyr Gibbs must start. Amon-Ra St. Brown must start. Sam Laporta must start. Are we streaming Jared Goff?
I think you could play Goff probably this week.
Goff.
Jared Goff currently has one game inside of the top 12 on the season.
Well, this one's going to be number two, folks.
Number two. Oh, my God. The Minnesota Timberwolves NBA Cup court. Disgusting. All right.
Really bad.
I was trying to find news on the Jaden Daniels IR thing, and I don't know how I came across that instead. That's it for... Oh, J-Mo. J-Mo? J-Mo.
J-Mo, J-Mo.
The boom-bust wide receiver three.
Per my model, the second best available matchup on the week.
Oh, well, I think it could be a boom then.
To quote POD, here comes the boom. Ready or not.
Shout out to the Rizzler.
I don't know if it picked up on the mic, but I just snorted. All right. let's talk about Washington. Scary Terry. Oh, was it Terry McLaurin that went on IR? I think that might be what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I just looked it up, and Jaden Daniels will not be placed on IR.
Yeah, so is Terry...
I don't think Terry McLaurin's on IR either.
He's playing. What is happening?
What? Terry McLaurin's playing?
No, he's not playing, but he's not listed on the out list. I got this off of... Okay, I got this list off of CBS Sports, who I get it off of every week. They say
Commanders officially rule out Terry McLaurin 6 hours ago.
So why is he not on this goddamn list?
He's literally from CBS Sports 7 hours
I know,
ago.
That's... Terry I'm looking McLaurin at CBS out. Sports. Okay. My God.
That's so funny.
1 minute read. I will not be reading this.
I am not sad.
Okay. All right. So this CBS led me astray. Consider me a cat out on the street getting picked up by animal control because I am astray. Terry McLaurin, Hammy,
out.
Also out. Okay. All right. I'm not mad. CBS, I'm just disappointed. Okay, been supporting you guys in the podcast for a long time. We're gonna
Barry Weiss's fault.
Barry Weiss in charge of CBS Sports is a great mental image. All right, let's hit the reset button really quick on the Commanders. Okay, is this Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt's last stand? So. I famously, they covered it everywhere, all over the news. Everybody was talking about it. Said that Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt only good when the situation is perfect around him. Situation not perfect around him. Those same statistics that I pulled up for Travis Etienne. Here's where they are for JCM. So again, this is out of 45 guys. 20th in explosive run rate over the last 4 weeks. 28th in yards per carry. 23rd in rushing yards per game. 2 touchdowns, which ties for 13th, but that's a weird number. But 11th in yards after contact per attempt. There's no receiving to save him, but he is getting touchdowns. But the team is bad. Currently RB 32 in points per game over the last 4 weeks. Is this JCM's last stand? Can you just move on because the ceiling is too low if he doesn't make it this game?
No, because I think that this is a tough matchup anyway, so I don't know if he'd be expected to succeed in this game. I don't think he's like a droppable player right now, but... He's only startable in deeper leagues as well. So, you know, kind of holding pattern.
Okay. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, this is going to be a really tough matchup, but who else? I mean, Chris Rodriguez, you know, I mean, there's really no one there to threaten his position. So I'm not really overly worried about it. He's a good, you know, someone that gets injured or, you know, bye week filler. So, yeah, I'd rather hold on to him than drop him.
Okay. I think that it's going to be rough go for JCM for a while. And I'm going to hang on to him because RB32, like, this is all doom and gloom, and he's still a flex. So I'll hang on to him. Are we starting Deebo Samuel this week?
I think you can, yeah. In most cases, you are.
Zach Ertz, a must start. I know for Always. My peers. Walker?
What? Sorry.
Zach Ertz, must start?
No.
Okay, where does he rank for you?
18.
Oh, wow. So not even like a suggested start.
Yeah, I mean, you could, I guess. Like, I have down to 20 as available, but, like, yeah, I mean, I'd rather play A.J. Barner, who I famously just said I didn't want to play.
A.J. Barner, who I famously said I will slurp that shit.
be careful, Jeff, or else I'm going to have to post the meme again.
What is the meme?
The quote.
Oh, no. No, no quotes. No quotes. This is a quote-free zone. All right. And Marcus Mariota, 2-quarterback league streamer. Marcus Mariota or Davis Mills?
Mariota.
Walker thinking way too much about this question.
Mariota.
Marcus Mariota or Jake Brissett?
Mariota. Brissett. Because of running.
Brissett because I have him on my dynasty team, so I will be starting him, folks. All right, we all have Detroit winning this one. Walker, the only reverse cursing the Rams here is the only reason I can assume you're saying the 49ers will win this football game.
No, it's just because you guys always beat the Rams.
Oh, Rams 6-2, Niners 6-3, Rams 3.5 point road favorites, 47.5 point over under. Jordan Whittingham is the only injury in this one. I had to literally think and be like, wait, did I put that in there as a bit? Wait a second. Isn't it?
No, it's Whittington. Jordan...
Yeah. Did you put Jordan Whittingham in?
No, you did.
I didn't. I copied and pasted this.
I didn't do that.
Holy shit. Did CBS Sports do it to me again? Hold on. I gotta see. Is Al Michaels doing the injury reports for CBS Sports? Yeah, dude, it's Jordan Whittingham on the website.
Well, that's not his name.
Oh my god. Oh my god. CBS Sports, what are you doing to me? All right, Jordan.
I think you need a new source.
Yeah, CBS Sports, dude. Bari, get it together. I know you're upset about Zoran, but chill out. All right. For the Niners, everybody's hurt. Ricky Pearsall out. Michael Williams. Why is he not on IR? He tore his ACL. Brock Purdy is questionable, but...
Jeff, because you only have a certain amount of IR slots for the whole season.
No, you have infinite IR slots unless it's IR return. You can put in it. You can put infinite
people... Did they change that rule?
Yeah, you can put infinite people on IR.
No, because last year the Lions literally were thinking about having a situation where they might not have the ability to use IR anymore because they had so many injuries.
From September 1st, 2025, injured reserve, on a minimum of 4 games, can designate up to 8 players as return from IR. They have 21 days. I don't know. the AI overview says unlimited players, but I cannot trust the fucking AI overview.
Yeah, I'm that's
there's,
sure.
Okay, NBC Almost Sports Bay Area. Point. There is no limit on the number of players you can place on IR.
Okay, well, I would assume that that was changed because there were a bunch of, you know, there's a bunch of panic in the Lions fandom circle because there were, you know, we had so many players on injured reserve that we were running out of IR slots.
Okay. I don't know where that panic came from because that doesn't sound right. All right. Mike, you want to talk about Puka Nacua?
Oh, Puka. Top five?
Yeah. Next question.
Every week. Number two for me.
Damn. Walker says Puka going to take a shit.
All over the Niners. But unfortunately, he and Stafford will be the only ones, and probably Devontae Adams.
Say that again?
Probably Devontae Adams, too.
For what? You cut out there for me.
It'll be good. Oh,
geez. Oh, that will be good. Sorry. So, Kyren, I'm trying to get a handle here on. So, Kyren, Puka, Devontae Adams must start every week. Yes. Matthew Stafford, are we starting him this week?
I would, yes.
I think he'll fall outside the top 12, but I think he's a good if he's one you're going to want for streaming options.
All right. So my question here is about the 49ers, and it's actually a very easy one. Is it Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, and call it a day?
I think you could play Juwan Jennings, but that's the only other guy you can realistically consider.
Yeah, Juwan Jennings, he left a 50-yard catch on the field last week, but still had a decent, like a floor wide receiver three game. I think that there are better options personally. I think you're waiting on a touchdown to save you if you start him.
Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. This is just Kittle and CMC.
Okay.
Okay. All right. That's easy enough. Mac Jones, baby. Can't wait to see him get murdered on the football field. All right.
We're going to get smacked. Smacked Jones.
Smacked Jones. Getting high on that Smack Jones.
Did you know that they make THC Jones soda?
Do they really?
I don't know if it's official, but they do make something that is some type of product that has that either that branding or a ripoff of that branding.
Oh, that's interesting. Is it like Jones with a Z?
I don't know.
Jones in soda. There it is. All right. Walker has the Niners. Mike and I have the Rams. All right. Sunday night football. Pittsburgh 5-3. Chargers 6-3. Chargers 3.5-point home favorites. 45.5-point over under. Maybe these are all wrong because I got these off of CBS Sports. Maybe all these players are playing. Who knows? Scotty Miller, Jabril Peppers, Cole Holcomb, Isaac Samwalo are all out. Will Howard, Corey Trice Jr. is questionable. Bobby Hart, Tarheeb Still are doubtful. And Keandre Lambert-Smith, Deanne Leonard, and Benjamin St. Just are questionable. Free space for the Steelers in three wide receiver leagues. DK Metcalf is a boom bust wide receiver three. Jalen Warren is a start, and Aaron Rodgers is a two quarterback league quarterback. Mike, you wanted to know about the wide receivers in Los Angeles. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know.
Okay. Sounds good. Next question.
What's your question, Mike?
Does QJ show up again this week or is he back to being a ghost?
I don't know. I said the same thing, but different.
I will give a concrete answer. I think he is going to finish in the top 24 this week.
Ooh.
I think that a Pittsburgh Chargers Island game, it has to be weird and stupid. And that means that Quentin Johnson's going to be wide open at some point.
I mean, that's... Him being wide, he is a wide open merchant. Don't forget that.
So like, I feel like he's going to end up with like 3 for 85 and a touchdown.
Yeah. I mean, that I could see that happening. I could also see him getting like 1 for 42.
Yeah, that's also possible. I mean, he's volatile. Certainly, he's less, you know, less reliable than the other two guys in this room.
Yeah. So would you rather start DK Metcalf or Quentin Johnston?
Metcalf.
DJ.
All right. What would you rather start Keenan Allen or DK Metcalf?
No.
Yeah, Keenan.
All right. Has Aronde Gadsden become a must-start tight end?
Yes.
Yes.
I agree. All right. And then Justin Herbert is a good play this week. Bad play. Great play. Play.
You got to play him.
Got to play him.
QB3 for me on the week.
Ooh, QB3. All right.
Wow. All right.
All right. Perfect. Kamani Vidal. That's the big question. Speaking of becoming a ghost, so Kamani Vidal had a huge game 2 weeks ago. And then last week he just fell off the face of the earth. He was damn Vidal Sassoon was running out there. 12 for 30. Damn Gore Vidal. 12 for 30 last week, 23 for 117 the week before, 9 for 20 the week before that, 18 for 124 the week before that. Are we following a pattern here, or should we not start Kamani Vidal?
I think this is going to be more of a passing game. I think Pittsburgh is going to be able to stop this running game that isn't particularly efficient and doesn't have a whole lot of ability in the backfield. So I think that they're going to air it out and rely on Herbert's arm to carry them to this win. So I would try to avoid playing Vidal. I would play him over like the Arizona running backs, the Washington running backs, the Houston running backs, but I would not play him over like Tyrone Tracy or Alvin Kamara even.
Okay. That's fair enough. Mike, do you have anything to add?
No, I agree with Walker.
All right. The National Football League is... Oh, we all have the Chargers winning. The National Football League is saving the best for last. Philadelphia at Green Bay. I'm Team Meteor on this one. A Bane-style situation would be very welcome. Eagles are 6-2. Packers are 5-2-1. For the Eagles, everyone practiced in full on Friday. No injury designations there. For the Packers, Dontavian Wicks was limited in practice on Friday, and Matthew Golden was a DNP, looking like he is probably not going to be playing on Monday Night Football. So, Walker, your question is about the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh, check this out. Check this out. The Philadelphia Smeagles, and they love the One Ring, folks.
Oh, another Lord of the Rings reference.
Bang!
Who is the best wide receiver on the Eagles?
For fantasy or in general?
Well, you can answer both of them.
I mean, in general, it's AJ Brown, but they don't know how to use the man. And for fantasy, it's Jahan Dotson, because he catches one 50-yard touchdown every week.
I don't think so.
Jahan!
Sorry, Mike,
that got me. On that one.
Yeah, the timing on that one got me. Coming out of the bye, you have to imagine that they did something to get AJ Brown more involved. They are a better offense when AJ Brown is involved. So I have to imagine it's AJ Brown. He is the most talented wide receiver on this team. He's also the most mercurial. He's also the most prone to disappearing.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah, for fantasy, I agree also that it's DeVonta Smith right now.
Yeah, but DeVonta Smith is just more reliable. Teams are just like they're actually getting him the ball is what it is.
You can set your watch to DeVonta Smith's like 6 for 85. Like he's just good for that every week.
Yeah,
AJ Brown could get you 1 for 7, but he could also get you 10 for 170 and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, I was going to say they're both averaging, like, I'm not looking this up, but they both average 15 PPR points per game, getting there two very different ways.
Right, yeah, they do it differently for sure. So in best ball leagues, I think A.J. Brown is the better guy to have, but in lineup leagues, which is largely what I play, I would prefer to have DeVonta Smith for sure.
All right, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I can't disagree with what you guys say. Yeah, I mean, DeVonta Smith is definitely the most consistent out of the two, but if I had to pick which one was probably more talented, I'd probably go with AJ Brown.
All right. Are we starting Saquon Barkley or Will Shipley?
Well,
ship him.
Ship him out of here.
I ship them. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
Yeah, you're playing Saquon Barkley. I don't care about any of the context.
Walker in the official AO3 NFL league.
Yes.
Do you know? Okay, I was going to say, you got to know AO3.
No, I know what AO3 is. I'm trying to think of what it stands for. But
Archive of Our Own.
Archive of Our Own, yes. An archive of our own. And it's it's all like the hockey talk, ladies.
Hockey talk. Bobby Witt Jr. wins the AL plat or the AL Platinum Glove, folks. We did it. All right.
Zach McKinstry, Silver Slugger this year.
Ooh. Not bad, not bad. Whoa. I would not have imagined this. Oh, I guess he won it 2 years ago. I did not realize that. Fernando Tatis Jr. won the Platinum Glove in the NL. I didn't realize his I didn't realize his conversion to right field has been going so well.
So oh yeah, his metrics are like so good out there.
It's really funny that they stuck him out there out of necessity, and then it's like, oh shit, he's like really fucking good at this.
It's a lot of it is like his athleticism. Obviously, he gets to balls really fast, and then his arm is just huge.
Yeah, massive arm. All right, maybe Ellie in the outfield. Ellie's in the outfield, folks. Sequel to Angels in the outfield. All right, my question is: Cui Bono, Romeo Doubs, or Luke Musgrave to the rest in peace Tucker Kraft injury? Cui Bono. We've got Green Bay, 7th in tight end target share, while Tucker Kraft was 9th in targets and target share, 5th in snap share, 3rd in red zone targets, 3rd in receiving yards, 10th in receptions. So does it go to Luke Musgrave, or is it because Tucker Kraft is one of the best tight ends in the NFL, and so much of what he did was because he was number one in yak among tight ends? Or is it because Romeo Doubs is actually the wide receiver one on this team, getting 8 targets in 4 of the last 5 weeks and 10 last week. So who benefits, Romeo Doubs or Luke Musgrave?
I'm going to go with Romeo Doubs because it would be it based on the numbers. You could only go the other way if you were not paying attention.
Correct. Did I bias the jury, Mike?
No, you didn't bias the jury. Yeah.
Perfect.
Boom. Right.
So is it Doubs or Musgrave, Mike?
It's Doubs.
Are Doubs and Josh Jacobs the only starters for the Packers?
Yeah, probably. Jordan Love is a maybe. I mean, that's pretty much every week. It just depends on the matchup. But this week specifically, he's like right on the edge, I would say.
Yeah, I think Jordan Love. So, Walker, I'm going to preface this by saying not by talent, but for fantasy this year, Jordan Love and Jared Goff have been occupying the same space where it's guys that are just outside wide or quarterback one territory because they are, like I keep saying, they're perfectly happy being the mortar. They're not the bricks to the team. They're propping up everybody else, letting the team do their thing. And I do think that this is a week where they're going to have to throw to catch up. So I think that it will be a decent, not great Jordan Love week this week. I'd say top 15 guy.
Fair. Entirely fair.
All right. We all have the Eagles winning this one. All right. So we did it. Little check-in on the standings. Walker pulling ahead. Now 3-game lead. Walker has 94 correct games. I have 91. Mike also on the podium. Mike sacrificing his rank to go all in on betting against the Colts.
That's right.
Yeah, because let's see, if you had picked the Colts all those weeks, you would have like 90 victories because they're seven. They have 7 wins, right? Or 6?
Right.
7 wins. Yeah.
7 wins.
So
yeah.
You'd have 90. You'd be right next to me and Walker. But Mike going down with the ship. So congratulations to Mike.
Yeah, gotta go down with the ship for sure.
All right. So that'll do it for this week's episode of the Football Absurdity Podcast. One thing I forgot to mention, I'm doing an AMA on Reddit on Saturday morning.
Woo!
On r/ fantasy football.
Correct.
That's at 10 a.m. Pacific. I'll be on there answering all those sicko questions. So Check it out for Mike and Walker. This is Jeff. Thanks for listening. Take care and have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.